Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To Central Hawke's Bay now, where a farming family is spreading the good word about New Zealand wool. Here's producer Maggie Tweedy.
It's a warm summer's afternoon and the aircon is on high as I drive 30 minutes south of the Waipukuro township up Ugly Hill Road to meet Kate and Jeremy Culwick and their kids Oscar and Bess. The couple were vets in another life, practising in Dannyburg before moving to Jeremy's family sheep and beef farm, Tapahia.
When I was practising in Dannyburg, I met my wife Kate at a veterinary conference in Palmerston North. She'd recently graduated, and a couple of years later we were married and indicated to Kate when we met it had always been in my heart that I was keen to come back to the family farm here. So we moved back here in the end of 2011. It's looking pretty green for this time of the year, although it's starting to brown off a little bit. We've had good rain through December and a bit into January. So
there's an incredible amount of feed on these hills.
Yeah, that's right. Actually the last 3 years have been very wet sort of summers, and so this is quite incredible really to have had three seasons where we've had a lot of feed going through the summer, and that's brought its own set of challenges, a lot more animal health issues when it is wet and warm, parasites, fly strike and all sorts. But the preceding 8 years or so we've been back, been very dry most of the summers, so it's good healthy weather, the dry weather.
It can get kind of spory out there, can't it?
Yeah, we are prone to getting facial eczema in this area, in the valley below us here, where we have quite a lot of our stock grazing, it's high risk. So we've brought in facial eczema tolerant genetics in the last 5 years into our sheep flock, and that's certainly helping. We have Angus cattle and they don't seem to be too affected by facial eczema, which is good.
7 years ago, Kate teamed up with her sister to start an online homeware business designed to fit in with family life, and now using wool from the farm. She gets stuck into farming too. After the stock manager left, she dusted off her shepherding skills and trained up another dog to help out.
So that's Baz saying hello to you down there. Baz is in training. He's my handy dog. There he is. And I have been a shepherd before in a previous life. And as a vet, I used to work on farms. And so, yeah, it was lovely to come back into that because I really do miss being outside, to be honest. And I really miss the physical work. And I do love farming as well. So it was a terrific couple of months of us working together. And we're still married and still talking. And Baz is coming along really nicely. And, yeah. It's wonderful. I miss it. We've got the most incredible stock manager now who's joined the team, and we're really lucky and very grateful. But now I have to go back to the computer. I've got no excuse.
Hi.
Hey, just quickly catching up regarding those emails.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I think they're looking pretty good. Just need to, you know, make a few tweaks.
While Kate chats to her sister, Prue Watson, Jeremy and I duck up to a high point overlooking Tapahia and the neighbouring Mangorapa station.
And I can see a group of black cattle there on the hill line. Are those your Angus cattle?
Yeah, that's a small group of cows, and stud cows and their calves, Maggie, yeah.
They're nice up there on the hill country, which is how they like it.
Yep, absolutely. They're great machines on the hill country and cleaning up after the ewes and producing a good calf while they're doing that as well. We both enjoy the cattle, Angus cattle breeding, and it's certainly a shared passion.
And that area of genetics is really interesting because you never feel like you've kind of made it, and that kind of sets the goalpost a little bit further along, doesn't it? Do you feel that that challenge is really stimulating for you intellectually as well?
Yes, absolutely. We've been using genomics here in the last 12 months or so, which is DNA sampling the cattle, and the Angus breed is heavily genomically tested, mainly due to large numbers in the world, so they can identify certain traits and those animals which are likely to breed better for those particular traits, so it does speed up your level of genetic progress. So I'm loving that side of it, into the detail of that, and whilst, you know, maintaining a good animal phenotypically as well.
Jeremy's parents bought Tapa here nearly 50 years ago. Kate and Jeremy say they were lucky to work for them for 7 years. 5 years ago, they were given the opportunity to run the farm, and that's opened doors to new ventures.
We've actually ended up purchasing Kate's family Angus stud off her parents who have retired into Gisborne. That was Waimata Angus up the Waimata Valley.
How beautiful, and really exciting opportunity for you. When did you take that over?
So we purchased some Angus females 18 months ago. We bought some down. So, it was early days for us, but we're absolutely thriving on that opportunity and loving it.
The farm has paddocks full of Hunter, a type of fast-growing leafy turnip, and lots of beautiful, well-established trees.
Yeah, that's something Kate and I have carried on as well. The other interesting thing too, which is you can just see part of from where we're standing, is a QE2 area that we've...
have you got a covenant?
Had covenanted in the last 6 months. That's just happened. It was fenced last autumn, just before Gabrielle struck. It's deer fenced, 12 and a half hectares. 6 hectares of it is an existing mature native bush, and then the other 4 or 5 hectares we're planting with assistance from the local Porongahoe catchment group. It's got a nice freshwater stream with a nice waterfall and some cooler in the stream. So, it's nice to fence that off and let the bird life establish.
It's time to head inside for Smoko. Kate and her daughter Bess have whipped up a fresh batch of banana muffins with yellow icing. Her son Oscar's here too.
I'm going to go down on my motorbike with a worker, and I'm going to help.
Cool. And how the school holidays been for you?
Fun, really good. Played with my sister lots and done lots of Lego.
Yeah. And what's it like living here?
Really cool and fun, really lucky.
It's nice because you get to run around and you don't have to stay in the backyard of a town if you're in a town. And if you're bored, you can just go out on the farm and watch all the sheep and that. Or you could explore. I like exploring sometimes.
So you don't get bored very often?
No.
And you go to Flemington School, which is just down the road. How long does it take you to get to school? Is there a school bus?
Yes, it's about 10 minutes, I'm pretty sure.
While Jeremy and Oscar head off to dip some sheep, Kate explains how she started up her homeware business, Foxtrot. After hanging up her vet instruments and becoming a mother, she and her sister decided to join forces. Prue was wanting a change of pace from her corporate city job, and Kate had just sold her small business making lampshades. They wanted to switch things up, and that's when they stumbled across the idea of selling linen.
The powers that be suddenly were very kind to us. I'm not sure how it worked out. We didn't think, wow, this is going to be huge. Let's get onto this.
It wasn't the ambition.
Not at all. I mean, it was we wanted to do well.
Yeah.
But it was going to support us. You know, it was going to prop us up. And we had no idea that this big wave of interest and was going to happen. We weren't clever enough to sort of look at products on the rise, if you like, or anything like that, that were coming into fashion. So,
but you knew that was what you liked.
We knew that was exactly what we liked. And I remember we were both at school that we used to wear linen shirts. Like, that was a thing. And linen skirts were a thing. So this is the 80s, I think.
Okay.
And I do remember it being big then in clothes. I do remember thinking that, wow, that was really lovely. Oh, and why is it not around anymore? What the heck? I mean, it's such a cool fabric. It looks
especially
beautiful
in hot places like the East Coast. We need breathable fabrics to wear in the heat of the day.
Absolutely. And I don't think, as a kid, you know, wearing it in the 80s, I mean, that was never a consideration. It was just, you know, it was probably a fashion. And as a kid, you're like, well, we'll follow the fashion. And it was, you know, but I still always had this little part of me thinking, you know, that was still cool. Why is that not around? Because linen is much better for the planet as far as growth and manufacturing.
With all this talk of fabrics, we head down the hallway and into Kate's home office. On the table sits a sewing machine, parcels ready for sending, and stacks of natural linen and woolen blankets.
So this is our ginger honey, and this is our natural, which is probably our top seller. We're just starting to make these at the moment. These are cushions. So, yes, and we're working with a local wool lady for that too, keeping it all natural. This is another one. It's sort of a whiter colour. All our wool is designed to complement our linen, so it's all mix and match. We've got about 28 different linen colours now. I think it's approximately 12. Yeah, different products for our wool, so there's an awful lot of combinations in there, and it's all designed to mix and match. Just take what you like and make your own delicious ice cream out of it.
Wool felt like a natural step for the sisters who had fleeces on their doorstep just begging to be made into bedding.
We literally have all our bales stacked up down in one of the sheds at the moment, and that will go to the wool scourers soon in Napier, and they do their thing by removing all the impurities and taking the linen out and making it clean for us. And then it gets shipped down to Wellington, which is where it gets processed into yarn. They've been doing that a long time, Wool Yarns in Wellington, and they really know their stuff, and they're terrific to deal with. And that's where also they dye our wool. So Prue and I will choose the colours. That's a process we go through for several weeks and months before the wool even arrives. So at the moment, I'm tasked with looking after that wool. We're already sending it to the UK and to America, but to formalise that more and really step it up, because we know it has a huge future. We really want to do our bit for New Zealand wool as well. I mean, it sounds like, we're obviously doing it for Foxtrot Home, but no, it's more about, it's equally as important for the awareness of wool, which is the most incredible super fibre. It really is. Incredibly safe, fire retardant, antibacterial, biodegradable, fully sustainable.
And it's not being used. So how do you feel about, you know, where New Zealand is in terms of how we are embracing wool? Obviously, we know we have a really long way to go in terms of adopting this beautiful fibre and making sure it's widely used in the home.
Yes.
There's lots of people who are passionate about using it as insulation, as, you know, stuffers for couches. I even hear, like, there's a lipstick brand locally that's using lanolin.
Yes, and, you know, the carpets, you know, our carpet industry has taken such a massive hit for, you know, I mean, it was at the 80s, I think, or might have been as early as the 70s. When plastic carpets came about, and that's you know, still a concern, is, you know, the price point with plastic, and you know, it's all very well saying that this is better for you, but not everyone can afford it, so we just got to be careful with our message. I think is, like, yes, absolutely, this is the way we should do it, but you can't expect everybody to be able to. And how are we gonna, you know, get wool, you know, back in again, and awareness that, you know, New Zealand farmers are not that need their help. You know, this wonder fibre is available and ready, and should be supported. And the more we talk about it, the more awareness. We're optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that something can be done about that. use the sweeper and stuff. So this is the main wool shed, and some of these bales behind us will be lamb's wool. Then this time next year, we hope to have some blankets out of that, which is really exciting. And yeah, a lovely feeling knowing that that sitting there is going to be minimally processed and all within New Zealand, and then ending up as a product we can showcase to the world, as it were, I guess.
Sorry about the dog.
Oh, no, you're good.
Bears! Sharp! Quiet! Quiet, bears!
There was a bit of rain here just before Christmas, wasn't there? Was it that hard getting all your sheep crutched and shorn before the summer season kicked in?
Yeah, there was. Early December, there was quite a bit of rain. So that's been a big challenge, Maggie, trying to get the work done. We're fussy as farmers. We want the rain to grow feed, but then we want it sunny as well so the stock do and we can get things done. So, yeah, we're hard to please, us farmers.
And what was it like when Kate decided to start up Foxtrot with Prue? How many years ago was that? And what's that been like taking on this new business as a couple? Was that something you were a little bit hesitant to do in the beginning?
No, I was thrilled. Initially, Foxtrot was about the linen, and they were looking for a new natural fibre to go along with that. And then lamb's wool came onto their radar, and obviously we had several tonnes worth of lamb's wool we were producing here every year.
From how many sheep?
From with about 3,500 lambs we shear a year. So the first year they took 7 or 8 bales, and then the next year they took the whole lot. So it's great. I mean, it's just such a thrill when the blanket comes back from being produced at the knitting mill to hold it in your hands and think that the wool came off the farm. That's a pretty cool feeling. It's been fantastic. I mean, Kate's incredibly entrepreneurial and has a huge amount of energy and enthusiasm. It's just been a really cool journey to watch them grow the business and be as successful as they have. I'm just so incredibly proud of her and both of them and how well they've done with it.
A year on from Cyclone Gabriel, Kate says she feels lucky they've had business success and really believes in the power of community. She says Foxtrot Home wants to continue using their platform to promote the work of Rural Women New Zealand and the charities I Am Hope and Meet the Neat.
The rest is history so far. It's been hugely popular. We took it to the Wanaka show last year, and that was just, you know, incredible, the response to it. It's really quite special stuff, and we're really excited about its future.
Kate Culwick. You also heard from Jeremy Culwick and Prue Watson. And that piece was produced by Maggie Tweedy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.